Oh.
You're looking for your music, aren't you?
That was your fault. That was you.
Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
I'm sitting here wondering why Garrett's not hitting the... What's wrong? Where's my guy? What's going on? And it's all me. It's totally
it's all
me.
You.
And
but look, we've already got the laughter part out of the way.
I know, but this is terrible. Okay. No, forget it. This is Renee Bernard, and yes, I literally... Sheila said something funny right before we went into that little pre-thing, and I spaced out. So that's an indication of how it's going to go from here. So
right.
You know, you should probably tweet everybody right now and say, brace yourselves. Just strap in. This is going to get scary. Okay, so tonight on the program is Sheila English. So for the record, Sheila's fault on the intro. It's all good. And I love this. Everybody's got a website, but Sheila has one too because it's, you know, it's you. So it's www.SheilaEnglish.com. Thank you for keeping it simple, by the way. Thank you for that.
Yes, and I did that just for you.
I am so grateful. Some of them, I swear, it's like, and I'm spelling it out. I'm going, okay. And here's the frustrating thing, too. As an author, you know, I'm running. I feel like I'm on a little treadmill with, you know, slippery. It's like a cartoon. You've got how many books coming out this year?
Three.
And you're running, of course, Circle of Seven Productions. Yes?
Yes. And Readers Entertainment Online Magazine.
Yes, mm-hmm. And the online magazine. And you're a massive blogger / Facebook social media goddess. Of massive, and I'm just kind of humbled, frankly, and I'll go ahead and say it, bitterly jealous. That's right, I said
but,
it.
But tonight on your show, tonight I'm going to tell my secret. This is how I do it all. Are you ready?
Please tell me it's not illegal drugs because I just have such a limited bandwidth. Okay, go ahead.
Insomnia. There
what?
You have it. That's true. That's true.
Joke about you having, you know, 20 hours in the day or whatever, you really do?
I really do, yeah. You know, and here's a little thing most people don't know. I was in the medical field for 18 years, and I had back in about the mid-1990s, I just got off work, and I was almost home when I was hit by a drunk driver doing 70 miles an hour right into my door, 70 miles an hour. I broke my steering wheel with my head. I actually had amnesia for a short time. Yes, you read about it, and people say, oh, it's fiction. It's so far-fetched. No, it really happened. But the result of that is that I have insomnia, and I have had that ever since that accident. So it's, you know, it's a curse, but I try to use it to my advantage, you know, silver lining and all that.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Wow. Well, I have problems with that on several levels. First of all, the horror. Ah! And concern for you and your health and sanity because sleep is obviously critical. Secondly, I can't duplicate that, nor do I have the desire. So that immediately takes that off of the good advice / here's my secret, buy this, you know, list. It's like, no. Not going to suffer a brain injury in the hopes that, you know, it goes a good direction. So, yeah.
So when people, you know, I'll be talking to somebody and they'll say, were you hit in the head? And it's like, well, yeah. I mean, I have that excuse and I use it liberally. I do.
Wow.
Like,
oh,
no,
my gosh.
I had this one year.
That's like, I hate to say it, but you should have the ultimate, like, get-out-of-jail-free card. I mean, I would think you'd win every argument with Eduardo because the minute it gets to be like, I got hit on the head, and I was in this terrible, and boom, you win. You're like, woo! It's, you trump any, you know, sad, it's just, that's amazing. And you have three books coming out this year. And I'm just, now I know, you don't sleep. That's what it is.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, so three books. All right. Which one of the three would you like to talk about?
Well, you know, I'll talk about the one that's coming out first. It should be out by the end of this month. We are self-publishing. We've already got it paid for. We've already got it. The editing's all done. I have a friend who's writing a foreword to it, and that's all we're waiting for. It's got a long title, so, you
okay.
know, be prepared. It's Book Marketing, Book Trailers, and Author Etiquette in a Nutshell. We're calling it Nutshell, just for
Nutshell.
Short. Calling it Nutshell. And my the co-writer, because I have a co-author, is Barbara Vey from Publishers Weekly, who, by the way, was just named Industry Professional of the Year by RWA.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Congratulations,
so
Barbara. That's so fantastic. I had heard rumors that you guys were cooking up something together, and I was so thrilled. She is, I have to tell you, and this is separate, of course, from the expertise and the phenomenal professional industry that she is. She is really sweet and really
yes.
funny and just an all-around great person. And
yes.
I have, you know, hung out with her a couple times, mostly because I crashed other publisher dinners or functions. Yeah.
Hey, you got to find out who's got the best food. And that's
you
got to
find out who's got the best food. And frankly, I want to go where Barb's going. So I was actually sort of semi-stalking her
right.
in Pittsburgh, and that's how that happened. So there,
all right.
there's an online confession right there.
You know, Barbara and I, we both travel. We're both speakers, and we often end up at the same conventions. And so we became very good friends over the years, and found that, you know, we really have, you know, kind of the same belief system, and it's like, well, you know, we could almost finish each other's sentences. I said, it's like, well, we should write a book together. And
ooh.
she really wanted to do that. She's very enthusiastic and excited, and so we started working on our Nutshell book, and we actually met in Louisville. She flew in. I drove in. We sequestered ourselves into a hotel and said, okay, we are not leaving here until we have the draft of this book. And that's what we did. We just stayed there and wrote, and we were in our pajamas most of the time, except for this one time when we went to go to Taco Bell and ended up in Indiana. That's actually a true story, but we won't go there.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but we, you know, I love her. She is, you know, one of the sisters of my heart, and had a lot of admiration for her. So writing, you know, co-writing this book with her was it was joy. It was just pure joy. We had a great time, a lot of really serious discussions, and, you know, trying to determine, you know, what's the most important thing that we want to put in this, and, you know, we wanted to have something different. We included a lot of our own personal experiences and our own expertise.
Wow.
And then we added author etiquette because we couldn't find anything on author etiquette. So we will be starting our website when the book comes out, and the website is Dear May, and then it's MAE for Marketing and Etiquette.
Ah.
And it's going to be kind of like Dear Abby. So you can, yeah, you can actually go there and say, you know, my agent says I suck. You know, should he actually be using that terminology, and how do I respond to that? You know, or you could say, look, you know, my agent's so hot. Is it wrong if I, you know, buy him a drink? Whatever it is, whatever the etiquette issue is, you can go to the site. You can say, you know, here's my issue. You know, you can say, I have a friend.
I love that idea, though, of having that interaction. And I think every author has had a moment of, is this cool, or is this okay, or what do I do now, or what's the proper response? And there really isn't a guide out there for a lot of the things that happen. And, of course, you can't anticipate everything that's going to go on. So help me out. Nutshell, what is it going to sell for online? What's the... Because I want one.
Both ebook and print, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Ebook's just $1.99. It's not a big, long book. It's just shy of 100 pages.
Love you for that. Thank you for not making it $16.99.
No,
that's so
and
great.
Even the print book will only the print book will be under $5.
Oh my gosh. So, can I join the May Club or something? Is there like a community that'll be on? You know, I mean, I'm just gonna wanna check because it'll be fun to see what other people are doing too.
You can go to my website or you can go to www.dearmae.com and you'll see when that goes up. We'll start talking about things like, you know, what if you are, you know, out on the dance floor and you're doing some really inappropriate dancing and you turn around and there's, you know, some really famous editor or something. You know, how do you take care of that? You know, what do you do about that?
I hate you with the fire. That was fun. Thank you for that. Yes, what would you do?
I can't imagine.
You know, bad one, you bring up that one. Great. That's great.
So. But I'm really thrilled with it. I have to give a shout out to Diana Love, who is an amazing, amazing person, very talented. She's an author. She writes with Sherilyn Kenyon. She also wrote a book, Break Into Fiction, that's amazing. If you're an author, you need to read that. She was kind enough to offer to edit the book for us, and she helped us out a lot with this book. Just, you know, her expertise, I mean, everything from actually reading it and giving us some advice to taking a look at the book cover and I can't say enough wonderful things about her. She's really wonderful. And
Okay. All right. So everybody, all the listeners, pop over and give Diana a shout out and say hello. She would probably be thrilled. And I want to meet her. I can say hello, Ms. Love.
So just kind of to give you an idea of what's in there, I mean, there's the usual marketing business etiquette and advice. And, of course, I wrote something specific to the book trailers because that's what I'm known for.
Marketing etiquette. And I know you. And I know you and
okay.
I know Barbara. So I know this is
all
not
right,
going to
well,
be applauding, like, it's going to be funny and fun to read and super.
That's what I'm hoping. Here's one of the chapters. It's called Time Management: How Social Media Killed My Plants.
Nice.
So, yeah, you got it. You seem to know as well. There will be some humor. There's definitely some humor.
I know.
Barbara wrote one: Facebook and Twitter, saving face and not being a twit. It's like, yeah, okay. This definitely. We do have serious content. I mean, we really do want to help people, which is why we're keeping it cheap. We talked about, you know, if we can give advice to people.
Inexpensive, affordable.
Oh, I like that.
Accessible.
It is affordable. And
accessible.
We really want to help people.
You don't want to say cheap is, you know, cheap is, yeah, that's, cheap is no. Cheap is.
So marketing and branding and reader loyalty and. All sorts of great things.
They're trying to invite people to come and experience. Everybody, it's Nutshell. Grab a copy as soon as it's available. It'll be out in just a couple weeks. This is very cool. And then we need a longer program to talk about all of your stuff. That's just all there is to it. And very quickly, I should mention, separate topic, I'm hosting an online workshop for San Antonio romance authors, and frankly, they've gone very quiet because of the tornadoes. So everybody, please keep your fingers crossed that A, everybody's okay, and that B, I don't know, that somehow I didn't lure them to their computers at all the wrong times and cause problems with my workshop. What do you think?
Christina Sky.
It was the universe trying to get me. Okay.
Wait. What about Christina Sky, right?
Oh, we only have 30 seconds. Okay.
Keep going.
Christina Sky, I have a signed autographed copy of Hot Pursuit, and I am going to be giving this to any listener who sends me an email. The first one who hits me gets it. How's that? Is that okay?
And where do they email you at?
Oh, I'm sorry. Renee Bernard at mac.com. Or you can find me on Facebook. Whoever gets me first.
Yay.
All right. gosh, that was fast. Okay, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.